Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Off we go with another week of understanding what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the top stories and the people of this past week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. This hour goes along with the Talkers official countdown chart, include 10 stories, and the people list 10 people. So shall we start with number 10, Kanye West. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles, and Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So, what do we have to say?
One. I don't think he'd be too happy about being number 10.
No, he should be number 1, you think?
No, I think he would like to be number 1. I don't think he'd like to be sitting at number 10.
No. So, what is the, you're in Hollywood land, what sort of things are being said in La La Land about Kanye that may be additional to what we're hearing just in general about him on the gossip sites, the social media sites, where people are just kind of, that's what you expect from him. I said something.
Funny.
Go ahead. Yeah. No, you go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, we haven't talked much about him on the program because...
Haven't you?
Truly, it just, I mean, why at this point? It's just, all of this stuff is just a lot of, I don't know, he's trying to get a lot of attention for himself. I think he's trying to do it in the wrong way. I do think that Kanye is one of these, like, crazy, contorted, weirdly smart people. I mean, he's not stupid.
No.
But he also has been saying some really bad, hateful things. And so, I don't know. I mean, I just don't even know what to think of him. And so we kind of been ignoring it. But the story for us in L.A. was that he showed up at the Skechers headquarters in Los Angeles, tried to get in, I guess, to try to make a deal with them for his Yeezy brand. Mm-hmm. And, they booted him right out the front door. So.
Out the door. I said something that I, Jen or Jay, correct me as I'm saying it, if I'm saying it differently than I did on the regular program. I compare Donald Trump to Kanye West in terms of the fact that they both need help, they both have the same problem, and they both come across. Kanye West, obviously a brilliant business guy, he can't control what comes out of his mouth. Donald Trump would be an excellent president if he wasn't so, wrapped up in his own whatever.
The problem is that what Kanye West is saying is anti-Semitic. Donald Trump is not anti-Semitic. His daughter and his son-in-law are Jewish. It's like what Kanye West is in trouble for is making comments against Jewish people.
I'm talking about it in general. In this case, yes, anti-Semitic stuff, but he said crazy stuff for years. Years and years and years and years. He's been off on these crazy toots to the point where I remember when Barack Obama was asked for a comment about Kanye West, he said he's a jackass. That doesn't really address what the serious situation is here. It's kind of like this past week we've talked a lot about suicides and the fact that the numbers are down in the armed forces but not in careers like farming. And that's something that happens because you're addressing the problem. People are not addressing the bipolar problem. Thus, it is either misunderstood, misrepresented in the news media, or just people who have it are made fun of, which is totally wrong. We shouldn't be making fun of Kanye West. Somebody close to him should be trying to get him treatment for the problem that he has. Maybe his ex-wife has tried to, I'm sure Trump's children have tried to get him to look at his own stuff.
Well, and there's a little bit of difference between they both may have narcissistic tendencies, but Donald Trump was never diagnosed with bipolar,
right,
where Kanye West was. And it's one of those things that as much as loved ones want to help the people they love. You can't help somebody who doesn't want to get help. Even when Kim Kardashian is dating Pete Davidson, who is diagnosed bipolar as well, who gets help. And he even tried to reach out to Kanye and was like, dude, go. And it was kind of in more of maybe a confrontational manner, because they were always going at it with each other on social media. But he was like, you need to get help. I will help you get help. This is a little ridiculous.
All right, by the way.
I don't love the comparison, because I think it does take away the seriousness of a confirmed diagnosis. But at the same time, I also think when people don't like what someone says, they're quick to say that it's some kind of sickness or something like that. And I don't think that's right. I mean, you know, deal with real problems that are either diagnosable by a medical professional or not. But how many times when someone in politics particularly says something, we write it off to a medical condition? And that happens on both sides of the aisle. How many times have people said on the right that Joe Biden's got dementia, that he's senile, you know, when they don't like what he says? Now,
he's not. Yeah.
Well, he might be. I mean, he seems like there's something going on, but you know what? None of us are doctors. We don't get to diagnose them. I think people pick up on certain things, and they think that it just shuts people down by pretending they're doctors. And I don't know. I just don't think it's a great habit for us.
I do that from time to time on the radio. Dr. Doug, practicing without a license. Segment later. Listen to that laugh of Jennifer's. That's not a laugh. That's
no, it's me laughing because I just took coffee into my mouth.
Oh, good for you.
What does that mean? Diagnose that.
By the way, Jennifer, in case you didn't grasp this pearl of wisdom this week, Jay and I were right on top of it when Martha Stewart in an interview said she'd date Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart is 81.
Seems like everybody will date Pete Davidson.
I think there's something going on there that we can't see, if you get my drift.
We've heard about it, though.
Oh, that's right. Right.
He's charming. He's funny. And funny makes people hot.
Okay. Number nine on the list is Mr. Musk. Well, he's on the people list, but it's also, you know, a part of our story list number five this week. He has closed on the $44 billion deal, $54.20 a share, averting the trials for next month. He reportedly fired the company's top executives. CEO is gone. CFO is gone. General counsel is gone. And so they're going to apparently rebuild the company from the ground up, right? And how does this affect us? How does it affect you? Do you all have Twitter accounts?
No,
is this just another one of those things?
I'm glad. Look, I think that if Elon Musk comes in and brings freedom of speech back to Twitter, I think that's great. We need to get out of the realm, again, of not just if shutting people down that we don't like. Look, I don't like what Kanye West is saying. I don't like what a lot of people say, but you still have a right to say it. We have a right to consume it. We have a right to cancel him. We have a right to just, you know, make him not important anymore. But we should not, I think we're far too fast to deplatform people, to cancel people, to tamp down what is an alternative look at things. I mean, Twitter right now is in trouble because they were shutting down people who were questioning the vaccine. Well, it turns out we probably should have been having a better dialogue about the vaccine when it was first being rolled out, but Twitter wouldn't allow that. And actually, they're being investigated for, I love using this word, colluding with the government to say what was okay and what was acceptable speech. That's
the
Chinese
government
behavior. That's
or
not American
political
behavior.
Parties.
Mm-hmm. That was the White House.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, you know they're capable of that. These guys will do anything.
But that doesn't
to get
make it right.
No, it makes
you know,
it
imagine
wrong.
Imagine if Trump in the White House said, you know what, we're going to do a dress code in the country, and anyone who doesn't want to wear a red MAGA hat is going to be taken off of Twitter.
Well, the other side of that is that Trump has done a lot to shut down in terms of free speech.
Like what?
Or in terms of what appears in the press because they're so negative. I haven't finished my thought yet. The press, the news media is so negative on Trump. So the pendulum goes both ways, but it doesn't seem to be effective when you take a shot at the news media, like I do all the time, versus how easy it is to take a shot at Donald Trump. And so this is, but yet, as we go through this, and the political realities are number one this week, actually, on the Talk Radio Countdown survey, because of things like this woman in Phoenix. What's her name? Lake?
Carrie Lake.
Yeah.
She's ahead by 11 points now.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Huge.
Apparently, what's his face? Herschel Walker is ahead by a couple of points, too, even after all of that controversy. You go back to the whole business about where are we? Donald Trump has started this question and no answer, the business about the election. Did he lose the election? Yes. Did he bring up some good points that are still a part of and ought to be more of a focus in the way the system is run? There are a lot of people say, oh, isn't that fabulous? I was at a political fundraiser last night, and one of the things that came up was how great it was to have early voting and mail-in voting. Well, there was a perfect example of why this isn't good this week when a U.S. Postal Service truck burned up, and a lot of ballots, people had mailed in their ballots, and the truck had hundreds of ballots apparently in it that'll never get counted. This is, and the business about not identifying yourself, do you realize how this is, using an old expression, the cockamamie, the looking at what's right? Why do we disagree on what's right? Isn't there, it's like good and bad, right and wrong, up and down, in and out, it just, to me, and I probably am getting too passionate about this, the whole system is rigged. It is. The people that push for mail-in voting, how do we know what happens to those really? Early voting.
The mail-in is different. In California, we have mail-in, we have absentee, and we have in-person. Absentee voting is fine because a person who can't, for whatever reason, make it to a polling place can request a ballot. And then you know that a human being has requested their ballot and then they can send it in by mail. The problem with by mail voting, and this is done by design, is that they send it out to anybody who's on the voter rolls. And the dirty secret is that no one likes to clean the voter rolls because they like to keep dead people on there.
Yeah,
they like to
right.
keep people who have moved on there. They like to, in my state, put illegal immigrants on there because of motor voter rules. When you go to the DMV and get a driver's license, you're registered to vote, and whoopsie, oh, we registered someone who's not supposed to, you know, who's not legally in the country.
Surprise! Right. He's dead. Yeah, right. And that's been going on for a long time. I've told the story on the air about how my father could pay $10 a vote for everybody. He'd go around, the ward bosses would give him names, and his pals, they'd go around the voting booths and vote for somebody who's been dead for 4 years. Yeah, that kind of stuff has gone on forever. Doesn't mean it's right, it just goes on. But there are a lot worse problems in the system than that. It's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug or a stimulant. It doesn't work against your body like a lot of other diet products. So it's not like whenever you get off the product, you just gain it all back. I think a lot of people just have that misconception about diet products because that's what you've taken. That's what you've seen. That's what your experience has been with other diet products. But with Calitrin, you're just giving your body back what it needs to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's that collagen protein. And that's what revs up your metabolism naturally. So you can burn off those fats and sugars the way that you did when you were younger. It turns your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be like when you were younger.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Talk Radio Countdown.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
Love my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
After the hour, time for us to review what's going on social media as far as the issues of the week. Comments from social media, you can send yours along Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Early voting and mail-in voting got a lot of people worked up this week, and appropriately so, I think. Don't you, Jay, when you look at some of these, you know, I can't get away from it because it so infuriates me how this stuff is corrupt to the nth degree. All right, so what are some of the comments?
Doug, you brought up a really good comment, too, because we do think about the corruption with it. We think about what would happen if a mail truck caught fire, which it did this week. And then you brought up the good point of what if you do your mail and you vote early, and then something happens and you change your mind of who you want to vote.
Yep, totally. Yeah. It's like the John Fetterman, Dr. Oz situation. When people watch that debate, even if they may have liked John Fetterman, they're going to have to ask the question, is he medically fit and ready to take
office?
No,
the answer is no, he's not fit.
And so they were hiding that for a long time. It was kind of like the Hunter Biden laptop story. Everybody said,
it's
been debunked, and nobody...
It's too bad. Yeah.
You know, and it's like that people cast their vote, and then they said like 33% said if they had known about that story, it may have changed their vote. Yeah. It's crazy.
All right, what do you get from our listeners, Jay, on this score?
David Hamm says early voting needs to be stopped. Every state and every person should vote on one single day.
Yep.
David Dial says early is fine, but no mail-in. Would you put cash in the mail? Which a lot of people still do, shockingly.
Yeah, you've got to be crazy. Keep going.
Jeff Schmidt, early voting is okay as long as you can prove who you are. Mail-in voting leaves the door open to a lot of suspicion, and suspicion is a bad thing for an election.
Uh-huh.
Carrie Morgan brings in a good point. As a retired military member, I almost exclusively voted via mail-in. Of course, going through the proper channels and procedures to prove who you are is easy, as all branches have it set up to be easy and accessible as possible. Andy Brinkley says mail-in voting should be stricter, as I see a need for it in certain circumstances. Early voting, I don't care for. It seems to open the door to too many tampering, in my opinion. And this one's really cool. Chase Stevens, can I give you my Canadian perspective? We have an organization called Elections Canada that handles everything related to our elections, so there is one standard methodology and set of rules for the whole country. Having individual states set their own rules and cut-off times is absurd.
That is a good perspective. We have listeners all around the world. I saw something this week from Jordan from somebody. I could barely understand what he was saying. But, you know, I was talking about how lucky we are here to be able to do this sort of thing because they can't do it. You know, can you imagine going to vote in Saudi Arabia? Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do we got? Let's a couple of quick topics that are on your mind this week.
Melody Dixon, obviously Halloween weekend, like certain memories and getting the big candy bars, which houses you should go to, the plastic masks that you would wear with your costume you could barely see or breathe out of. Ingrid Griffin says anything is on her mind except politics, and she just wants to hear more about your farm, Doug.
Yay, let's hear it for the farm. All right, good. Thank you for your input. Keep it coming. It's 28 past the hour. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitran organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right. What's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bank of America's CEO says consumer spending in the United States hasn't slowed down yet. Speaking to CNBC, Brian Moynihan says a combination of a slowdown economy and higher interest rates would lead people to think a slowdown in spending would come. However, he says it hasn't happened yet. Paul Pelosi is expected to make a full recovery from his injuries following the violent assault at his home in San Francisco. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's spokesperson releasing a statement saying Paul underwent successful surgery to repair a skull fracture and serious injuries to his right arm and hands. This as police officers who responded to the assault against the speaker's husband are being praised by San Francisco's police chief.
I'd like to thank the responding officers for their swift action this morning.
Chief Bill Scott, USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovNet.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full one-pound bags of original U.S. government-struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition, with fully visible dates and mint marks, guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 34 after the hour here on the overview, this talk radio review, the overview of what's going on this week in the news talk radio world, as presented by several experts. Jay Kirshner does lots of research for the Doug Steffen Good Day program and is on the air with me. Jennifer Horn is here when I can get her here, including for the weekend review, the hot hits. As we see them, and you continue to feed us your thinking on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and at Twitter, Good Day On Air. I thought it was interesting when we do our survey of what's on your mind this week. Tim Lowe.
Possible is the answer for me.
Okay. That's Friday talking. Tim Lowe. Why was the 101st Airborne deployed to Romania last week, and why isn't the mainstream media talking about it? Well, because the mainstream news media is controlled by people who want to control your thinking, control your thoughts. The movie Spotlight was on one of the home channels this week, and I'd forgotten. I saw it when it was in the theaters, but I watched, actually, most of it. It's a fabulous movie, and it really gets to the heart and soul in a way of how major stories are reported or not, how they get buried by a personal, you know, the values of personalities instead of it having news value. If I don't like it, if the boss says, I don't like it, we're not going to cover about it. I've been told, but thankfully not much. Early on in my radio career back in the 80s, I was told some things that I couldn't talk about, and things that I could talk about. And then when I had the blow-up with Salem, Jennifer, they told me that there were three things I couldn't talk about, which I didn't anyway, but that didn't end up saving me anyhow. It didn't make any difference. But the point is that if you have something on your mind and it's a unique point of view, share it with us. The topics, here's somebody named Marty who likes the farm stories. You see, this is something, the reason that I do stuff that's interesting, or scratch interesting to me, but I do the things that are kind of off the grid, is because everybody else is talking about the same things, and I'm aware of this, I'm sensitive to it, and so look at the things that are coming back, Jay and Jennifer, from people. They want to hear more about the farm and more different news about what's going on in other countries.
Yeah, human interest, good news stories.
Yep. Okay, back to the countdown itself and what's going on here. Number six this week, crime. Here's the story from Iowa about a woman who claims her father was a serial killer who murdered 70 women, and she helped him bury the bodies.
I saw that. Ugh.
Good God.
What?
Lucy Studley is her name.
She would speak out on this, and nobody believed her because they were like, you're just young. You're like, you don't know what you're talking about.
This guy, her father, died at the age of 75 10 years ago, killed 70 women, most of whom were sex workers, over the course of three decades. She and her siblings were forced to help him dispose of the bodies. Good God. What does that do to your mental outlook on life? After the killing, she said they would transport the bodies to an area of where there's a well, and they took the bodies in wheelbarrows and went out and buried them. They buried them in the winter months and the summer months out in Fremont. What is this? Is this Fremont, California?
Iowa.
Fremont, Iowa. Sorry, yes. So what do you, you know, you look at that, and by the way, I didn't see any coverage of this anywhere. Did you? Anybody see any coverage of this?
I saw it just briefly the other day, but it was a small little, it was almost just like a little headline piece that I saw.
Yeah, right. what we know and what we don't know. Okay, number four this week is the war. The Russians keep saying they're going to blow up the nuclear power plant because the Ukrainians are winning. So if we get pushed out, we're going to blow up, and this could trigger a nuclear disaster. Is it so much huff and puff, or would blowing up this power station, would this be something that would be the crowning glory for bad Vlad? A lot of concern about this.
I know. And there's the thing that still gets me, and we say this almost every time we talk together about this, is that I just don't trust what's going on over there, because there's a lot of manipulation to the headlines, and I don't know. I just feel like we don't get a full picture as to what it's really like on the ground anymore. And so I wish that we would, because I think it would help us all decide the appropriate ways in which we can help Ukraine. I think most people want to see Ukraine come out on top and stop Vladimir Putin. But at the same time, you also want to know exactly what the situation is without manipulation. And there's a lot
of corruption.
You
get that no matter what it is these days.
I know.
And that applies to the number one item this week. We go back to politics and the midterms. The South Carolina governor is going to uphold a state ban on gay marriage, or he wants to. So this is a question on the ballot there. A lot of tight congressional seats as well, gubernatorial races, some of the key battleground states. Georgia, for example, is one of them. Ted Cruz, you want to lose? Vote for Cruz. He's going to campaign this weekend with Herschel Walker. Yeah, okay. But what's that going to do? Did you see his haircut, Jennifer?
Ted Cruz or Herschel Walker?
No. Thank you. Clarification.
Like, did somebody get a wild hair, dude, that I didn't hear?
Herschel, he's got Cruz has got like a mullet. Isn't that what it's called, Jay? Looks like a...
It's a weird grow out in the back.
Yeah. It looks,
and then it does kind of look almost like a faux hawk a little bit in the front.
Yeah.
There's just a lot going on with it.
I saw Ted Cruz on The View. I didn't notice any of that this week, but I was too busy watching him verbally spar a 5-on-1 situation. He did pretty well.
Yeah. I think he's a turkey myself, but
you might. But he did a great job on The View. He held him accountable.
Yeah.
He was really good.
Well, it doesn't mean he can't talk or reason or so. I just think he's a turkey. But the look of that haircut. This is very prejudicial, I suppose. But I think that haircut is for young people and not for a mature man. I just I don't.
Okay, now
see
you're. I've got to Google this.
Yeah, look at
the
it.
The last time I saw Ted Cruz, he just looked kind of like normal. He just had the beard.
No, he looks ridiculous.
Yeah, he just kind of like looked like a weird grow out, like he's due for a haircut. It didn't look like he went to the stylist and made that choice, if that makes sense.
Okay, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer overheard telling President Joe Biden that the pivotal race in Georgia appears to be going downhill for the Democrats. I laugh about this because Herschel Walker is such a horrible candidate. The Democratic candidate must be more than horrible. And I've never seen, I wouldn't vote for, if I were in Georgia, I wouldn't vote for either one of them. I just leave it blank because the guy that's been there is a total waste of time. Herschel Walker is just like a horrible candidate. He doesn't.
But he really debated well because I would say all along he was not. Whoever was around him was not giving him great advice. But the debate between Warnock and Herschel Walker changed the tide a bit in Georgia. He really was well. Whoever got him prepared for that debate did a really good job. He knew how to answer the questions. He actually seemed like he had a good handle on the issues. So he came in strong, I think, at the right time, which is why this race is so close now. It was Warnock was in the lead all the way through, and now it seems like Herschel Walker's in the lead in almost every poll.
Yeah. All right, so you'll be happy to hear Liz Cheney has endorsed and is going to campaign this weekend for her friend, Representative Alyssa Slotkin. Is that her name? Is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
Slotkin in Michigan. So she, a Republican, endorsing a Democrat. I don't think there's any big surprise here. It's not an earth-shaking. Well, it's interesting because the news media is making it interesting, or they're trying to make it interesting. Look, that bad Republican. And Jennifer would agree with that. That she's a horror show to the Republicans. She should be a Democrat because she didn't like Donald Trump. Anyway, the two of them are on the House Armed Services Committee. They haven't always voted together, but apparently Cheney, who worked in the State Department, I forgot about that before she went into politics. Do you know that? Do you remember that? Liz Cheney was in the State Department when her father...
I didn't remember that, but it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, she's been a government actor for a long time.
Yeah, anyway. And both of this, the Democrat and the Republican, I hear both critics of the what happened January 6th. What's the latest on that? Anybody following that? I'm just so tired of it. I just am kind of played out.
The January 6th stuff? They subpoenaed Trump. They want Trump to come.
Yeah, I know they did that, but he's not going to go. Right?
I can't imagine that he's going to go. No. And then the question will be if Republicans win, as a lot of polling says that they will, what happens to that committee? Win the House of Representatives. Yeah, if they win the majority. So then does the committee stay on, or do they finally add Republicans to the committee? Do they bring in other people? I mean, it's going to be interesting to see whether or not it has a future or if it's going to stay in place but change a bit. Because right now it's been a joke. It's been a really one-sided investigation. And if people are serious about getting to the bottom of January 6th, there need to be a lot of more questions that haven't been asked. And so are Republicans going to do that, or are they just going to scrap the committee in general?
Mm-hmm. All right. We haven't talked much about China. And this would be considered, I suppose, way of international relations, number 7. The fate of... and I never pronounce this guy's name right. Xi Jinping.
Is that right. How
his name is?
Yeah.
Is that it? Xi, right, okay.
Xi Jinping,
So he was reported to have been last week, or was it the week before, he was under house arrest. Everybody said, nah, there's nothing to that story. Okay, so he is trying to flex his muscles, although he smokes so much he probably doesn't have any. He wants to look like the big boss. The most powerful leader of China. Some of the news media, the Epoch Times is reporting on this week. They're the sort of American branch of Truth, Freedom, and the American/Chinese way. Right? You check out the Epoch Times, Jennifer?
I do.
You do? Okay. Anyway, so they are saying that she is saying he's the most powerful leader, like mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the most beautiful of them all? Me! He says he's the best since Mao. However, there are multiple sources this week suggesting that there are a lot of Chinese people who are now daring to criticize him and the way he rules, what's going on.
Good
the communist.
With that. Did you see him have the old leader of China carried out of that meeting this week? under the
He's a dictator. You're not
Holy moly, this poor old man didn't. It looked like he didn't know what hit him. He's sitting there next to Xi, and then the next thing you know, these people come up behind him, lift him up by the armpits, and he's like, "Wait a second, where are we going?" And he just disappeared. He even tried to grab Xi on the way out, saying, "Like, what's happening here?" And Xi just smiles at him and shakes his head, and the guy's gone.
Yep. Anyway, he is considered the younger people. See, this is it. This is kind of like what's going on in Russia as well. Now they're waking up. Young people in China call him the emperor in private. Some other people that are involved. There are a few social media chat groups that are gaining some traction, but others saying, don't do that. It's a dangerous thing to do. So anyway, that's the update on China. Ladies, thank you. It's 10 before the hour, actually 48 past on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the charts for the week of October 24th to the 28th, which you can, by the way, find at gooddayshow.com each week and at talkers.com. At number 10, science, technology, what we're learning about this universe that we live in, courtesy of the info that's coming from NASA, is almost every week a new story. Very exciting. At number 9, continuing conversation about climate and weather. COVID is 8. Race relations, as they're impacted by illegal immigration, number 7. Crime, 6. Number 5 is Elon Musk and what's going on at Twitter. Number 4, the war in Ukraine. Number 3, the ex-president's legal problems. Number 2, the economy. And number 1, as you might expect, is the focus on the politicians and the midterm elections. That's it. The list from Talkers.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Steven, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the People list from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen here reporting on the top 10. At number 10 is Yee. Kanye West. I'm putting him in because half the world doesn't know who he is. He'd like to think he did. Elon Musk is 9. Rishi Sunak, the new prime minister in England, is 8. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, is 7. Pat Cipollone and Patrick Philbin, number 6. Herschel Walker is 5. Kerry Lake is 4. Dr. Oz is 3. Those three, interestingly enough, all the Republican candidates for the offices for which they are running. Donald Trump, another Republican, is 2. Joe Biden is number 1. So isn't that interesting when you look at it? There are 4 prominent Republicans, and there is, I don't see any Democrats other than the other people running against these guys on the list. Pretty interesting, huh? How that shakes out. That's an observation, and you have the list all here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Countdown extra time at 53 past the hour. Jennifer Horn is here. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner with a few lists. Here's the number one extra list. The top 10 list of the cities with the most rats. And Jennifer, you'll be happy to know Los Angeles is not number one. Aww. In fact, it's number 3.
It's got to be D.C. That's where all the politicians live.
No, well, D.C. is number 4 on the list. Number 2 on the list is New York. Number 1, the most rats are in Chicago.
Yeah. You got a lot of mobsters dead, those dirty rats.
That's for sure. Exactly. Yep. New York beating out Los Angeles. Let's see here. Hartford, Connecticut is number 19. Miami is number 20. South Bend, Indiana, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Orlando, Florida, new additions to the rat list. And let's see here, the others in the top 10, number 1, Chicago, 2, New York, 3, L.A., Washington is 4, San Francisco is 5, Philadelphia 6, Baltimore 7, Cleveland 8. Nice going, Jay!
You're
Detroit
welcome,
Detroit is 9. Notice Boston is not on that list. How about that? The rats are not here.
They already jumped ship.
They've already drowned in the Charles River. All right, this is a... I was hoping we'd come up with a top 10 list of the best teams in baseball. And the reason I was just kind of chuckling to myself, you know how my mind works kind of in strange ways. I saw that Vin Scully's house in L.A. is for sale in Hidden Hills, $15 million. And so this is a, what, 7-bedroom, 9-bathroom house.
It's
he made
beautiful.
A lot of money. Yeah.
But he was with the Dodgers for such a, before they even came from Brooklyn. He was there a long time. You would think he was making decent money.
Yep, 11,000 square foot home. So you put a bid on it? Did you put a bid in already?
I did. Yeah, I'm right at the top of the list. We'll see how.
Yes.
I went in like Price is Right style and bid $1.
Yes. $2. So right. What do you think? I mean, seriously, of the best teams, there was something that came out this week, and it sort of stretched my imagination. Jay and I talked about it. The headline. Someplace, I don't remember where I saw it, was there were no black players
in the World Series.
So, who, like, there were supposed to be blaming, this is more guilt-riddled thinking, so there were no black players in the teams. What is it, what do we draw, what's the conclusion you draw from that statement?
I don't know. I just think it's one of those side stories that made its way. I think the real story probably is, you know, the Astros are a good team. Dusty Baker's a good manager. I can't stand the Astros. The Phillies defied all expectations to get into the World Series. They struggled early on. There's a lot of momentum from them because they beat, you know, they defied expectations. So I focus more on the matchup. I think those other stories are just sort of headlines that people are looking for because there's a week in between when the teams were identified and when the World Series actually starts. So people are trying to figure out things to talk about.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the whole thing, stretching, especially with all these talk radio, the sports talk radio shows now. How do you find, especially between seasons, at the end of seasons, so we're about to get into basketball. Hockey will start in December. We got
hockey's
football.
Hockey's already started.
Oh, has it?
Yeah. And basketball is starting now, too.
Yeah. Right. So, but imagine you're a sports talk radio host. Well,
this is the perfect time of year because you've got all four sports in action right now. Yeah, yeah. Probably the easiest time of year to find something to talk about.
Okay. Well, that was very good. Do you ever think about doing a sports talk radio show?
I would love to do play-by-play. I would love to do, I've always wanted to do that, actually.
Mm-hmm. Play-by-play for hockey or anything?
Hockey or baseball, the only two sports I really know a lot about.
I could see you doing that.
Yeah, I could too. Right. All right, here's another story from Los Angeles. We catch up on our L.A. stories when Jennifer is here. And by the way, she wasn't here last week, folks. You heard the vacuous sound of, well, John Harper was here. But it's really nice when Jennifer's here because we can catch up on things like the fact that Barilla is not the number one brand of pasta, Italy's number one brand of pasta, because it's made in California.
I was going to say, if the Italians are wasting their time on Barilla, as delicious as it is, they're doing it wrong.
I know. But making it in Northern California, Italy's number one, the ads read, Italy's number one brand of pasta. When in fact, so the Italians are suing Barilla because it's made in California. Further, the lawsuit states that the manufacturer brought one box of classic Barilla Blue Angel Hair pasta and put it in a place that it says made in Italy on it, because it was. That one box was made in Italy. The rest of them are all made in California. So there it is. The phony baloney's have been outed. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.